I offered to accompany her on the journey, Pierce said. And indeed, I should do the same, Fowler said, were I in your place. In fact, he hesitated, would it seem an imposition if I joined you both? Pierce did not hesitate. By all means, he said cheerfully. That is, unless Miss Lawson.
You're ever so kind, you two are, the girl said, with a brave but grateful smile.
Well, it's settled then, Fowler said, also smiling. Pierce saw that he was looking at the girl with interest. But would you like to come with me? My compartment is just a short way forward. He pointed up the line of first-class coaches. Pierce, of course, intended to sit in the last compartment of the final first-class coach. From there, he would have the shortest distance to travel over the tops of the cars to reach the luggage van at the rear. Actually, Pierce said, I've my own compartment down there. He pointed towards the back of the train. My bags are already there, and I've paid the porter, and so on. My dear Edward, Fowler said, how did you get yourself way back there? The choice compartments are all towards the front, where the noise is minified. Come along, I assure you, you'll find a forward compartment more to your liking, and particularly if Miss Lawson feels poorly. He shrugged, as if to suggest the conclusion was obvious. Nothing would delight me more, Pierce said. But in truth, I have selected my compartment on the advice of my physician, after experiencing certain distress on railway journeys. This he has attributed to the effects of the vibrations originating in the engine, and therefore he's warned me to sit as far back from the source as possible. Pierce gave a short laugh. He said, in fact, that I should sit a second class, but I cannot bring myself to it. And little wonder, Fowler said. There is a limit to healthy living, though you cannot expect a physician to know it. My own once advised me to quit wine. Can you imagine the temerity? Very well, then. We shall all ride in your compartment. Pierce said, perhaps Miss Lawson feels as you do that a forward carriage would be preferable. Before the girl could speak, Fowler said, what? And steal her away from you, leaving you solitary upon the journey? I would not think of it. Come, come. The train will soon leave. Where is your compartment? They walked the length of the train to Pierce's compartment. Fowler was in unshakable good spirits and chatted at length about physicians and their foibles. They stepped into Pierce's compartment and closed the door. Pierce grabbed at his watch. It was 8:06. The train did not always leave precisely on schedule, but even so, time was short. Pierce had to get rid of Fowler. He could not climb out of his compartment onto the roof of the train if there were any strangers, and certainly anyone from the bank, in his compartment.